I'm joined by Claire Abbott, who's the artist in residence at the Waterloo Festival, which runs from Thursday through to next Tuesday. Claire, what does it mean being artist in residence at the festival?
Well, I think one of the main, my main roles is to be here enjoying the festival, meeting people, and on the practical side, we are making doves. The dove has been chosen as the emblem for the festival, representing peace. So we've got cut-out doves which are going to be carried on sticks, looking like a flying dove, standing doves, doves in a tree, and lanterns. We're going to be making lanterns for the procession on Tuesday evening.
And I know people are invited to drop in during the festival and meet you and join in. But on Saturday, I believe there's a particular opportunity for people to do some creative activities in and around the church.
That's right. Both myself up in the church and the mosaic workshop down in the crypt, we'll be running workshops, and between 2 and 4, that is a specific time for people to come into the church. I'll have a bit of help, so it'll be very easy for people to come along and make a lantern or make a dove and, you know, be part of the making part of the festival.
And we should say that the theme of the festival is War and Peace.
Yes.
Which is why you've chosen the dove. Could you tell us a bit more about how you responded to that theme?
Well, actually, it was Chris Clark, who's the festival director, with the committee, who they came up with the idea of the dove to be the emblem. And actually, I noticed when I came to visit the church before this week, the paintings in the church by, I think he's called Hans Feuerbusch, that's right, two of those paintings feature doves, which is very appropriate. And so, you know, it's not something that's new to the church, and obviously the dove is it's a very familiar symbol for people. And it's very decorative, so I think it's going to work extremely well.